many realms of Azeroth to the great dark beyond via the magic of podcasting. This is episode 26 of The Rolling Restart. Hello once again, friends. My name is Ro, and with me is nobody, at least not at the moment. It's December 26th, the day after Christmas. I hope everyone has been enjoying their holiday season. And as many of you may be aware, when the holidays come around, a lot of podcasts tend to go on a little bit of a break. You know, I mean, you have family gatherings, you have gift shopping, you have New Year's coming up, and then there's possibly vacations, and just some people want to have some downtime. So a lot of podcasts, a lot of WoW podcasts I've known in recent memory, will take the next couple of weeks off from doing their thing. And this show will be doing the same. We won't have another episode until January 16th. However, this is the last episode of the year, and I wanted to do something a little bit different because I really wanted to try to get as many of the co-hosts on this final show of the year as possible. The only way I was going to make that work is by letting everyone kind of send in their responses ad hoc. Am I even using the term correctly? I don't even know. But I had three questions I wanted to ask, and they're relatively simple questions, although you could go deep on them. We could probably spend a whole episode talking about each one, but this is kind of a way to put a cap on 2017 for WoW, as far as I'm concerned. And I have, I believe, Ben, John, Fist, and Bell are participating in this, and I don't know what order I'm going to go with for all this. Maybe I'll mix it up some. But I'm rambling, as I am oft tend to do when I have absolutely nothing in front of me and I'm just going completely freeform. So here's the deal. My three questions are simply this. First off, why are we still playing World of Warcraft? It's a question I tend to bring up on Realm Maintenance fairly often when I'm talking to a WoW podcaster, because this game has been out for, 13 years now? Is it 12 or 13? I forget what anniversary we had. The game's been out for freaking ever. I have never played a game for as long as I've played World of Warcraft. Skyrim's a quick number two. It's been out for 6 years, and they keep on remaking that left and right, but that's neither here nor there. I feel like the reasons that we play this game have definitely changed from the first days that we played it. And I'll get to my own answers for these questions in a bit. The second question is, what will we remember most about World of Warcraft in 2017? What topic, what part of the game's story? It's a very broad question. You could answer it however you like. And each of my co-hosts answering this week will be giving their own unique answer to that as well. The final question, as an end-of-the-year episode is wont to do, we want to look to the future. So my final question to everyone and myself is, what do we hope to see from World of Warcraft in the new year, in 2018? Three simple questions, three relatively simple answers. This episode is going to be a little shorter than most, but I wanted to get something out there before we closed up the year. And we're going to do that by going around the horn, as it were. So let's start off with answers to question number one. I'll give my own answer when everyone's done, and we'll go from there. Enjoy the show.
Why am I still playing WoW? You know, it's funny. I get asked that question quite often. In fact, I get asked that question every single day. People always wonder how I can stay active in a game for so long, especially when we deal with things in-game that we don't necessarily agree with. The main reason I still play WoW is because the relationships and friendships that I have developed over the last couple of years, and more so even the last year, have meant so much to me that although I know those friendships will still be good without WoW, this game that we play online, that we pay to play, that we live every day, has become a part of me. There's never a moment where I think, I wonder what happens when I stopped playing WoW. I don't know that I'm ever going to stop playing WoW. I feel like I'm going to be playing World of Warcraft until I'm like 105 years old. I don't know that I'll still be podcasting, but it's one of those things where I'm just a lifer. The good, the bad, the indifferent, I just love this game. I love the community. I don't love all of the community, but I love most of the community. My guild keeps me active. Being a podcaster keeps me active. I just really love this game. And I don't know that there will ever be a time when I'm not playing. Maybe if they ruin the game so bad, I'll quit playing. But I just don't see that as a possibility, to be perfectly honest. This game is a part of my heart. And a lot of that has to do with the relationships that you develop with people, and you keep those relationships going. And I love talking about World of Warcraft, so that makes it even easier, especially when you find like-minded people that also enjoy talking about this game. And this game affects me emotionally. I get very emotional when it comes to this game. And it's kind of funny to hear myself say that, but I do. I have story emotions. I have emotions when things happen with my character, when I'm nerfed or something serious happens. I'm emotional about it. And I think that's a good thing. I think the day I stop being emotional about this game is the day I'll stop playing it, honestly. So if I had to answer that question with a simple answer, it would be my emotional connection to this game, its characters, and its people are the reason I still play WoW.
Why am I still playing WoW? That is actually a very good question, and something that, you know, every now and then I kind of think about. But I have to say that, I mean, okay, here's the thing. The initial bit of every expansion, I still play WoW because I love the questing, I love the story, and everything that goes along with that. I like character progression, I like, you know, headcanon and everything that I have for my characters, but even more so, just the overall story, getting in there, seeing what Blizzard's done, and, you know, playing through and experiencing all that. Now, for the latter part of an expansion, I still play WoW because, well, you know, I do raid normal mode. It's the people that I raid with that I really stick around for, because I have made some of, I would say, the best friends I've ever had in my life from my raid team and the people that I play WoW with. So they definitely keep me around. The initial bit of the expansion, I mean, yeah, they're still there and we still have fun and do things together and everything. But the main sticking power is always the people that I have the most fun with.
I'm still playing World of Warcraft because, unlike past expansions, I am having fun in Legion. I'm actually having fun with the world quest. I have not amazingly gotten sick of them yet. And I am having a blast raiding with my horde team again, and actually enjoying the class halls and all that stuff that has kept me engaged throughout this expansion.
I'm still playing WoW because it's never ending, and there's so many facets to the game that even after playing since vanilla, because, you know, I was playing since vanilla, I don't know if anybody knows that, I still have yet to master so many things, and I want to. Like, I am perpetually engaged and excited for new content because it's all good content. And also because Ian Hesychostis is gorgeous. But, you know, aside from that, it's just always engaging.
So the reason I log in almost every day is because, frankly, WoW plays really well. It's a good playing game. It's a big world that I like having a character be a part of and be in and experience. And there are characters in this game that I care a lot about. You know, that's part of the reason why it can be so frustrating when you're wondering what's going on with the story, or, you know, so impatient when it comes to content, is because we care. At the end of the day, I think that's where a lot of that comes from, is just we're so invested in this world and in this game. And that's the same thing that keeps me playing WoW every single day.
So there's everyone else's answer. As for me, why do I still play World of Warcraft? I still play WoW sometimes because I've done it for so long, it's hard for me at times to imagine a world in which I'm not playing World of Warcraft. That may not necessarily seem like the best answer in the world to say, but it's kind of true. It's been such a part of my life, it feels strange to be completely cut off from it. That being said, I definitely find myself, at least in these last few months of the year, playing World of Warcraft less than I have, say, of course, during the launch of Legion and the few months that followed it. The cycle, the way expansions are, we play heavily when the expansion comes out, and there are many of us who drop off in activity as the expansion goes on. I think John might be playing more World of Warcraft than I am. That's kind of a crazy thought, all things considering. But I still play WoW for raiding, and I still raid because of the friendships I have made in that raid team. The FURT raid team is, in many ways, the kind of extended family that I don't really have, that a lot of you might have, and I don't know, it's my raid team's family to me, and I'm sure they're aware of it, and to those of you on the team that are listening right now, it's, that just reaffirms it. So my raid team's family, I can be happy, I can be grumpy, I can be sad in there, and they still put up with me, and I appreciate it. I also play World of Warcraft because I'm a podcaster that talks about World of Warcraft. I would be lying if I said that I'd feel weird if I was talking about WoW without playing it at least somewhat. I feel it's kind of important to be somewhat informed on the game. It's not necessary. Not every podcaster who talks about WoW has to be playing WoW every day. And I haven't been playing WoW every day, actually, to be honest. But I'm not saying if you don't play WoW, you can't talk about WoW. You definitely can, especially if you've played it for years and years and years. I also play World of Warcraft because I have a huge investment in the story. And it's funny to bring that up, considering that Legion is bringing kind of to an end a whole lot of different story points in Warcraft. The end of Legion, in many ways, kind of feels like you could end World of Warcraft as a game with Legion. I mean, that would be a perfect spot to just end everything and move on. But we know that's not going to happen. And because we know that's not going to happen, because we know there's another expansion, I am going to remain engaged and intrigued and excited about what comes next with the Battle for Azeroth. Moving on to our next question. What do you remember the most, or what will you remember most about WoW in 2017? Let's see what everyone else had to say.
What I will remember most about World of Warcraft in 2017? Definitely learning some lessons about being more relaxed and letting go and just being a raider instead of trying to do everything. Like, I would try and help out with strategies, and I know that a couple of raid leaders would get very angry with me in the past. So I think what I will remember most is learning some hard lessons from my old alliance team that I had some drama with, and going back over to my Horde raid team and just relaxing and enjoying everything again.
So it's a little difficult to say because I kind of think of WoW by expansion, not by years. So I don't really remember exactly what 2017 was spent in WoW. You know, to me, it's just I look back and it's, okay, well, here's what I did during Legion versus here's what I did during Warlords. But 2017 was a point where I was probably winding down. I definitely was much heavier into Legion at the beginning, front-loaded, than I am now. So I'm going to say that probably my big WoW experiences is just fun little moments with the raid team when I was able to jump in with them, or even just talking about the game with friends. Depending on what was going on at the beginning of the year, I might have been playing a lot more and there might have been better stories, but unfortunately, again, I just look at it as, this is Legion, and I don't remember what was happening in January of last year with Legion. Probably something exciting.
When I look back on WoW in 2017, I'll remember probably all the diversity that Legion brought to the game, like the micro-holidays and the brawls, for example. It's like looking at the calendar these days, like it used to be so bare, like you have to like wait till the next week for Darkmoon Fair to drop and there'd be the odd holiday. But now it's so full compared to what it used to be like. And like seeing World of Warcraft expand from within and highlighting so many of its own features is a real testament to just how amazing the WoW team is and how good WoW is as a game and always has been.
Okay, so Ro, you asked, or you said that that is a very broad question. Yes, it is a very broad question. I'd have to say the thing that I would remember the most is probably going through the, what is it, the Nightfall raid. It's something that looked incredibly, you know, daunting when our team was working on it. Although, gosh, I'm trying to remember, was that part of 2016 as well? Well, it's what I remember. We'll put it that way. So our raid team is, again, it's a group of friends and family people. You know, we're not online getting every single best piece of best in slot gear and everything like that. And we came together, and even though we had heard, you know, how difficult some of these bosses are and seeing some of the mechanics of them and everything, we really got together, worked through, persisted, and were able to just get past a lot of the hurdles. To that end, I say that that probably fits with Tomb of Sargeras as well. You know, going through, beating the bosses, especially Kil Jaeden. That was actually a really rough one for us as well. But because, you know, we were hanging out together, having fun, even though sometimes we're really frustrating, we still were able to really push through some of that stuff. And I'm really glad that we were able to do that. Also, I remember not getting a freaking torn invitation this entire year. Because I really want a fox mount. But anyways, yeah.
What will I remember most about WoW? That's interesting, because I don't really know what would be the one thing that I will remember most about WoW for 2017, except it was the year that I stepped back from PvP a little bit because I didn't like the changes that were made and how far disconnected the PvP community has become from the developers and the direction that they chose to take PvP in, with no reward and making it cookie cutter so that everybody could easily jump in and play with zero effort. I feel like in that they lost sight of that. So if I had to pick something for 2017, I think that would be what I'll most remember, is the gut-wrenching feeling of knowing that I wasn't happy with PvP and having to decide, do I step back from it for a while? Or do I just force myself to do it for the sake of the podcast? And I decided to step back. I stepped more into PvE. And in that, I've gotten a lot more story than I would have before, which I'll remember that as well. I got more involved in the story because I went through the PvE content more than I ever have. And I'll probably just remember the feeling of being at an all-time low with trying to figure out how I'm going to continue playing a game that, while has other value besides PvP, of course, that's not the one reason I sub, but that's a big part of my gaming life when it comes to World of Warcraft is PvP. And to not have that, I struggled with a sense of purpose. So I think I'll probably just remember that feeling, because I don't ever want to have that feeling again, honestly. But the offset of that is I'll also remember the amazing content that I went through with Legion. Legion was such a great expansion, and for those of us in the podcast community that have kept the faith, especially through Warlords of Draenor, it was a great moment to be redeemed in that regard when people said, you know, this is a dying game. And then you find out Legion brought the masses back. While it has its issues, I think overall it's been one of the best expansions. Of course, that's just my opinion, guys. So don't anybody be like, whoa, what about Lich King? Lich King was amazing. Mists of Pandaria was my favorite expansion of all time. I really loved Mists of Pandaria. I loved everything about it. The story, the maps. I loved everything about Mists of Pandaria, but Legion was really good.
All right, so what will I remember the most about WoW in 2017? There's a few things. It's hard to pick one thing, right? I remember 2017 as being a time where, at the beginning of the year, I was having a lot of fun in the game, making a ton of gold pretty easily. And as time went on and a lot of the materials became more abundant, more commonplace, and just playing out not as valuable, I was making less and less gold. I don't play a bunch of alts, so I wasn't really putting the whole mission table game to its fullest potential. So there's that journey. I will remember WoW in 2017 as the year that I was surprised in a few ways by the direction of how the story went. I'm still genuinely surprised that the story in Legion has ended how it has. One of the most memorable moments of the story for WoW in 2017 would have to be that cutscene at the relative beginning of Argus, where Illidan is practically about to be forced by the light into becoming its, you know, its protector, its soldier, its champion. And Illidan says, no, this isn't right. No means no. And Illidan destroys a Prime Naru. Perhaps the primest of Prime Narus, for all I know. That was intense. That shocked me. That surprised me like nothing else in this game has in quite some time. I was more shocked by that scene than I was by, say, the deaths of Varian and Vol'jin. So yeah, that definitely resonated with me. I'll also remember 2017 for being the year in which I kind of come to terms with the fact that while I don't play this game anywhere as frequent as I used to, I still feel like I'm a regular player of the game. I still feel like I'm engaged, that I care about what happens with the game. But it's quite all right to be playing Hearthstone far more than World of Warcraft. It's quite all right to be playing other games, even some made by Blizzard, than World of Warcraft. It doesn't make you any less of a World of Warcraft fan to be playing other stuff and to be doing other things. Hell, the people at Blizzard Entertainment, you look at some of these developers, often on their Twitter feeds, they will talk about the experiences that they are having with other games. And I think it's important to be more than just a one-trick pony when it comes to how you play video games. I'm not telling you how to play your games. I mean, if you want WoW to be your only thing, that's fine. That's your choice. But I will say that having branched out over the past few years, having had my hands in a few different jars when it comes to gaming, and not just Blizzard games, but games beyond that, I just feel like it's been a more entertaining and full experience, a more well-rounded one. I've kind of gone off the tracks with the answer, but I will remember 2017 in WoW as the year where the WoW that I knew came to an end, and it wasn't sad, and it wasn't even bittersweet. And I'm kind of happy that it came to an end the way it did, and that's resolving the way it is. And I'm excited for what I truly feel is not just another chapter in the story, but a whole other volume in the saga. Final question. What are we looking forward to about WoW in 2018? What are our hopes? This could be a prediction. What are our dreams? And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and start this one off rather than have the last word on this. I would like to see Battle for Azeroth go live sometime in the middle of the year, like say June or July. Do I think that's going to happen that soon? No, I actually think that Battle for Azeroth will honestly happen closer to say late September, early October, and that gap between the opening of the Burning Throne and then the launch of Battle for Azeroth, or the pre-events leading up to it, it's going to be an interesting gap to navigate. I mean, we know that there's a fair bit of content coming in 7.3.5. What content will come after 7.3.5 and before Battle for Azeroth? I hope we're getting something, but I'm not setting my expectations high, and I would suggest that you don't set your expectations high either for that interim period. This kind of goes back to what I was saying about how, like, it's okay to have your hands in other jars and play other games and so on and so forth. If this whole 7-8 month gap in between big content means that I'm going to be playing some other games more often, that's totally fine for me. Other words, what else am I looking forward to or hoping for Battle for Azeroth in 2018? I really want to see something that's more dynamic and more custom and just, it's hard to describe, but I think the best way I can put this is I want to see something in World of Warcraft that is as dynamic and flexible as, say, the dungeon run is in Hearthstone. I want to see some form of content where there's a whole lot of replayability, where you have this activity where it's a solo scenario or even a group scenario, where a whole bunch of random wacky things could happen. You participate in it, you play in it. The rewards don't have to be huge, but there should be some carrot on the stick. And you see what happens. I would love for there to be a Caverns of Time where, you know, alternate timelines clash and combine, and each time you go into that instance, different things could happen. I think this expansion is the wrong time for something like that to happen. We need a time travel expansion, and, well, we missed out on that opportunity. But I want to see better replayability in content in WoW. One of the reasons why I'm playing Hearthstone and Dungeons Run so much is because each Dungeon Run experience, while each one is similar in a lot of ways, the Dungeon Runs in Hearthstone can have so many wildly different variations at times, and it's just really fascinating. I want to see something put in WoW that can kind of mimic that sense of dynamic exploration and discovery and just fun. I want to be surprised. I want to have moments that I'm not expecting, whether I read about them on a guide on WoWhead or not. So, yeah, that's my biggest hope. I hope for a more dynamic world of Warcraft. Will I get it? I'm not keeping my hopes up too high, but hey, if I'm pleasantly surprised by Blizzard in 2018, you can better believe that I will be recording not just 26 more episodes of Rolling Restart, but probably 52, 78, who knows what. So, with my answer given, let's find out what everyone else had to say before we wrap up the show.
My hopes for the game in the new year are fairly simple. I want to see the game keep progressing along the path that it's been on. So many people are joining and have rejoined the game for Legion, and it's no mystery as to why. Like, the game is in the best place it's ever been, in my opinion anyway. And I want World of Warcraft to ride that wave and even exceed it with a new expansion. And I think that it will.
And question three. What am I hoping for in-game in the new year? Well, I mean, the biggest one is that I'd get that Torn invitation for the Fox Mount, because, again, it's something that I really want. But even more so, if Battle for Azeroth does come out in 2018, which I'm assuming it would at this point, here's the thing. I want it to be good. So far right now, there's not a whole lot of information that is out there about the expansion, you know, whether it's, or the systems, there's not much about the story. Basically, all we're getting is, hey, there's a fight. The Horde and Alliance are in different places. And guess what? Kalimdor is going to be Horde. Eastern Kingdoms is going to be Alliance. And other than that, and the fact that we get some allied races to, you know, level alts for, we've gotten barely anything. So I hope that the story is good. I hope that Blizzard continues along this path of, you know, putting out so much content and everything for each patch that they're doing. I mean, Legion's been doing incredible with its content, like so much so that I've barely been able to play any alts, which makes me a little bummed, because generally this is my, you know, my alt playing or other game playing time. And I feel like I still kind of have to stay competitive. So, like, that's good, but it's also, like, frustrating, but it's still good. So going into Battle for Azeroth, if Blizzard just, you know, kind of follows suit with some of the previous expansions, the way that they did with Warlords, I'm going to be majorly bummed, because just like Warlords, I mean, with that expansion, we didn't get a whole lot of information beforehand. There weren't a lot of new changes, new things, you know, system-wise. We definitely didn't have the amount of patches that we were used to. And I don't want it to be like a Mists of Pandaria, you know, hey, here's a ton of content. Of course, then we had like a year of Siege of Orgrimmar, but that's beside the point. It was still an expansion where there was a ton going on and we were constantly given something. Well, Legion, there's a ton going on and we're constantly being given something to do. And I don't want that to disappear, to dry up. It's probably been, gosh, the most engaging time that WoW has had in, well, since I started playing. If they stop that, then I feel that Blizzard's going to lose a lot of people, which is a bummer. But anyway, so I'm hopeful, though. Until they really, you know, show me otherwise, I think that it's going to be an incredibly great new year in WoW. There's going to be more content for us to do. I'm going to finally get that Fox mount. And, you know, we'll just carry on and hopefully come out the better for or through Battle for Azeroth, which I'm still in my mind of, you know, loving the idea of this actually being the end of the Horde and Alliance War. Because if there's going to be an expansion that ends it, this would be it.
My hopes for the game in 2018, I guess, would just to continue being happy and enjoying my time in Warcraft, enjoying my time raiding with my friends. I don't really have any expectations or hopes right now for Battle for Azeroth because I just need a little bit more information, maybe some time on the BTR. But I definitely want to be having fun and just, like I said, enjoying my time with my friends and raiding. But
my hopes for World of Warcraft in 2018 are pretty simple, actually. And it's weird to hear myself say that because, you know, I never have a simple answer for everything, right? Everything is super overanalyzed. I guess that's just my personality. What I hope, because there's a lot of things that I hope for, right? Like I could choose 20 things on my list and tell you what I want. I want guild halls. I hope we get guild halls in 2018. I hope World of Warcraft finds a way to keep guilds relevant instead of destroying them little by little, not realizing that's what they're doing. I hope that they continue to develop this story, and I hope Battle for Azeroth exceeds all everyone's expectations as Legion did. And I hope that Battle for Azeroth keeps the players playing, because without players in this community, I'm not a podcaster, and what I love to do every day is basically irrelevant. So I guess I could give the easy answer there and say those things, but I think what I really want is I want to see Blizzard continue to develop the community and listen to their needs. Part of that means PvP. I want to see, my hope in the 2018 year is they fix PvP and bring back elements that were missing. The grind for the gear. RNG doesn't belong in PvP, guys. Maybe as an extra or, you know, a really high quality piece that's like a rare piece, maybe. But RNG as a means of, as the really the sole means of gearing for PvP doesn't belong. Those two things don't go together. And my hope is that in 2018, Blizzard finds that community back with the PvP group and brings back elements that are missing. Give me a means to be able to, every Tuesday reset, grind out my whatever currency you want to use and let me go to my vendor and buy the gear that I need versus praying to God that I get what I need in RNG situations. Or having guys that are, you have to run mythics just to get, you know, good stat gear, whatever, to be able to use that in PvP when PvE players can just come in and be on equal level with us. I feel like I can't just go into a raid with my PvP gear and be on equal level with a raider. Why is that okay for the raider to be able to come to PvP and be on equal level with the PvPers? I just feel like that disconnect is missing, and I really hope for 2018 with all of my heart that PvP is fixed. Whatever that fix means, it doesn't need to be, you know, what I suggest or what millions of people on the forums have suggested. It just needs to be, there needs to be a rhyme and reason for me to PvP and a reward and a clear and finite goal. And it isn't this kind of BS prestige that they threw at us as a means to give players a fake achievement, which is essentially what it is. It's a fake achievement. You could do all of the PvP world quests and get honor and do prestige. There's no risk there in doing prestige. So with there being no risk, there's essentially no reward. That's great. Now everybody can have banners and everybody can have, you know, whatever the rewards are for prestige. Honestly, I don't care. Prestige was stupid to me, and it was a dumb addition. Initially, I thought it was going to be pretty cool, honestly, guys, because when you prestige, you lost your, you know, your honor talents and you had to start over. I thought that's a cool concept. Like, you have to make the decision. Do I want to go all in, or, you know, am I just going to be happy here? Then they changed it and they changed it. They nerfed the honor. They kept making it easier because it was a good idea. It was just poorly executed, in my opinion. And my hope for 2018 is that Blizzard finds that connection again for the PvP community and that they fix it, because it's dying and it's their responsibility to fix it, not mine. All I can do is make suggestions. All people can do is make suggestions. And there have been so many. Go to the PvP forums right now and read the suggestions of players. And I'm not talking about the new players, the guys that just subbed 6 months ago. I'm talking about those players that have been here since the very beginning. Or maybe even not the very beginning. Maybe they came in midst of Pandaria. Maybe they came in during Draenor. But I'm talking about the players that actually know the feeling, not these new guys who don't know what they're missing. Because their target audience there was the new people. They forgot about those that were here. Now, you guys know me. I'm all for change. I roll with the changes. I roll with the punches. But at the end of the day, sometimes change is not always a good thing. Sometimes you have to just go back to basics. So with that being said, for my 2018, I want to see good story. I hope to see good story. I hope to see more players. I hope to see World of Warcraft continue to push forward and remain relevant, especially with all these other games. And I hope to see PvP get on the right direction and be on the right track with keeping people interested and involved. That's really my overall hope. Ha, you guys thought you were going to get a ton of predictions, huh? No. No predictions for next year as far as like story or anything like that, because I think at this point there are so many predictions. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, and I don't want to take up 30 minutes just for my portion. But I want to wish all of you a very, very happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, whatever your holiday is during this season. I hope it's enjoyable, and I'm excited to see you guys in the new year. I have no New Year's resolutions, guys. I'm going to be the same old sarcastic me, so don't worry about that. But I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday, and we will see you guys in 2018.
So my hopes for the game is that we get a lot of fun, exciting content leading up to the release of Battle for Azeroth. We're definitely in the wind-down phase of the expansion now, but that also means we're in the wind-up phase for the next expansion. And that tends to be a pretty exciting period, especially when you look at what we got prior to Legion's launch with the Broken Isles and, or I guess it's the Broken Shore. But it was really, really cool, and it was exciting new content, and obviously it pushed the story forward. In fact, I'd argue the pre-Legion event did more for the story than almost the entire expansion ultimately did. It was crazy, and it was rich, and it was deep. And not just in the game, but in the world around the game. We got the audio stories, and we got comics, and we got all the stuff leading up to the expansion coming out. And so that's the kind of stuff that I'm looking forward to in 2018 for WoW.
And there you have it. Three simple questions. Three somewhat simple answers, depending on your point of view. In my case, the answers weren't necessarily the most simple in the world, but yeah, that's how I feel about where we've been, where we are, where we're going, and that's how all my co-hosts feel as well. I want to take a moment to thank John, Ben, Thist, Bell. I do want to thank Ginge as well for everything that they've done over this inaugural year of the Rolling Restart. Folks, this podcast is basically the evolution of another WoW podcast I did some time ago called Extended Maintenance. If it weren't for Extended Maintenance, Rolling Restart wouldn't exist. For the longest time, ever since I've started doing Realm Maintenance over 5 years ago, there's a part of me that always wanted to do, just straight up do a WoW podcast. It's a huge reason why I was on as a co-host on All Things Azeroth for so many years. And All Things Azeroth was a terrific experience as well, and Extended Maintenance was great. And over these years, I realized that I wanted to do something more personal. I wanted to do something maybe a bit less traditional. And I'm not going to say that this show is the most unique show in the world. In fact, there are a lot of elements of how I run this show and how I record this show that borrow heavily from stuff that, heck, some of the co-hosts on the show do. I mean, let's be blatantly clear. Rolling Restart is kind of like my Azeroth Roundtable. And I will shamelessly admit that. but it's because I have so much fondness and respect for what Ben and John do on their show that not only did I feel like I wanted to do a show kind of like that myself, but I wanted to have them included on it as well. So that's it. That's 2017 for the Rolling Restart. Thank you again, friends, for listening to us, for sharing in our opinions, our questions and answers, and our viewpoints, our skepticism, our critique, and our praise and our enjoyment for what the World of Warcraft is. I love this game, even at the times where I may be very judgmental of the decisions that are made about creating this game. I still love this game, and that's why I'm going to be talking about it until they probably bring the servers down. And then there's Classic WoW, and that's a whole other kettle of fish. Speaking of which, rumor has it that a certain guardian of the forums may be making another appearance on his old podcast, Sheep Moon. I believe he's going to be talking about Classic WoW, so I wanted to give a quick shout-out to D2D over at RivalCastMedia.com, one of the founding four of the Rolling Restart. Keep an eye at RivalCastMedia.com. Follow Sheep Moon on Twitter. And if you want to listen to DTD talk about Classic WoW, keep an eye on that Twitter space and on that website in the near future. I am very interested in hearing his opinion and his viewpoint about it. And hey, who knows? Just maybe in 2018 we'll bring him back one more time. Never say never. That'll do it for a Rolling Restart. Again, a big thank you to everyone who supports both this show and the Realm Maintenance Show on Patreon. You can support both podcasts by going to patreon.com/realmpodcast. Your contribution basically helps keep the site up, pays for hosting fees, post-production stuff, so on and so forth, and anything additional over that, I funnel into like giveaways and all that good stuff. So thank you again for your support. I'm looking forward to 2018. The next episode of the Rolling Restart will be in your eardrums on January 16th. No idea who's going to be with me. It's going to be someone in the rotation, and we'll just have to see where we go from there. I am sure we will have no shortage of things to talk about. So, until next time, I've been Ro, they've been John, Ben, Fist, Bell, and Ginge. You've been you, and we now return you to your regularly scheduled adventures in Azeroth. Happy New Year, everybody. It's the end of the show, and that means it's once again time for your weekly podcast roundup brought to you by the Realm Maintenance Podcast. The following is an insanely quick rundown of every podcast I know of that covers a Blizzard franchise game that produced an episode between December 4th and 10th of 2017. For General Blizzard Podcast, we have All Things Azeroth, Blizzard Watch, Abu Recluse, Battle.net News, Epic Fail, Frozen Nerds, Geeks of Azeroth, Group Quest, Lightning Balls, Nerf This, The Sundering, Tank and Spank, Torn Think Tank, and The Training Dummies. Your World of Warcraft shows include Arcane Analysis, Azeroth Coast Coast, Azeroth Roundtable, Best in Slot, The Converted, Corpse Run Radio, Control at WoW, Dark Moon Herald, Frazzlecast, Girls Gone WoW, Lions Pride Tavern, Podcast of the Whale, Pwncast, Raiding with Leisha, The Starting Zone, The Summoning Stone, Tankcast, The Torn and the Goblin, Unshackled Fury, World of Warcast, WoW Challenges, and WoWhead Weekly. Inside the Tavern for Hearthstone, we have 1600 Dusty, Angry Chicken, Around the Hearth, Brewmasters, Coin Conceit, Golden Wisp, Happy Hearthstone, Hearth Coach, Hearth Zone Podcast, Hero Power Cast, Last Turn, Lightforge, Legend of the Innkeeper, Off Curve, The Salty Dog, Tier 5, Top Deck Kings, Vow Town, Velvet's Chosen, Walk to Work, and Well Met. Cool Story Bro and Shattered Soulstone are your Diablo podcasts. Heroes of a Storm podcasts include Gankbush Squad, Heroes Forge, Into the Nexus, Lords of the Storm, Town Hall Heroes, and Troll and HGC. And finally, for Overwatch, we have The Cavalry, Heroes Never Die, High Noon, Junkertown FM, Omnic Lab, Open Division Quick Play, The Overcast, The Overview, Overwatch League Daily, Overwatch League Network, Overwatchers, Overwatch Today, Prepare to Attack, Theory Watch, and Watchpoint Radio. You can find the weekly podcast roundup at the end of every Rolling Restart and during the Realm Maintenance podcast. For links to all of these shows and more great Blizzard podcasts, go to realm-maintenance.com.